Hey, it's the pre-show here for today, the 24th of November. And Jackie and I are kicking, watching Handmaid's Tale, The Bachelorette, eating celery, eating hummus.
And God bless them.
It's just a regular life here, regular night with us.
And multiply and replenish the earth.
Kirby Boy just went out. It's a very cool and crisp evening here in South Florida. And we're watching that part of The Handmaid's Tale where the eye, Nick, has been betrothed to the young 15-year-old, whatever, and he's expected to have sex with her. He doesn't want to because he's in love with... Never mind, you guys don't care. But that's kind of our life together.
I think it's weird that we watched The Bachelorette and now The Handmaid's Tale.
Say that again. Say it again.
I said I think it's weird that we watched The Bachelorette and now The Handmaid's Tale. What does that say?
I think it says that we're eclectic. I think it says that we're... I think it says we also see the connection between the two.
We do.
There's a very basic connection between The Bachelorette and The Handmaid's Tale. The perversion of both. The absolute perversion and the... what is the word? The undermining of the feminine reality, the woman. I think both of them usurp and undermine the woman. Handmaid's Tale and The Bachelorette are both the same obscenity. What is this fucking thing that they're...
Oh, my God.
In this episode of... Ooh! In this episode of The Handmaid's Tale, the girl's putting on some kind of a chaste robe, and there's a hole cut. Oh, man, it's... jacked up, man.
It is.
It's a jacked up, fucked up. If this is based on any real, actual religion that we know about, friend, A, I want to know what it is. B, don't let me get anywhere near it. So this is almost like, this is like Larry Grover, who only made love to women with his clothes on.
Pretty much.
And then burned with gasoline the bedding and everything and the clothing that he wore after the sex act. That's what Handmaid's Tale is.
They probably, decided to write this after listening to that episode.
Say that again, maybe?
I said they probably decided to write this after listening to that episode.
I think you're right, honey.
Oh, my God.
Oh, look at this. They're now fucking through the hole in the weird sheet that the girl is wearing. It's so foul. Margaret Atwood. Margaret, wherever you are, Ms. Atwood, congratulations.
This wasn't in her book.
It was not?
No.
Jackie, you read Handmaid's Tale.
Absolutely. And this takes the book and goes on and on and on, but...
What's wrong with the TV show as opposed to the book?
Oh, God. Where do I start?
Everything?
No, it just takes it beyond... Takes it... way beyond what the book ever conceived of. But
right.
Margaret Atwood is what? She's a consultant on the show, I think?
Margaret Atwood's an executive producer on the sucker, man.
So she's happy with what they did.
She's happy with the money they're paying her. Let's face it. She's happy with the bread they're paying her. So she can do what she wants with her life. Yeah, sure. Take my book and do whatever the fuck you want with it. I gotta tell you, though, man. I think the show is brilliant. And, It's one of those shows that I watch. Jackie and I watch this thing. Joseph Fiennes, who is Ralph Fiennes' brother, great actor. It's a beautiful thing, man. All right, having said all of that, this is our pre-show for today, the 24th. Tomorrow's Thanksgiving. Don't forget, tomorrow's big show will be our Bob Green frozen or thawed turkey show. Love you. See you guys tomorrow for the Turkey Show. I know she can be difficult.